Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got ourselves the kids that wear 49ers uniforms all the way out in Minnesota practicing against the Vikings today. Here's what Kyle Shanahan saw from this joint practice out of his quarterback, Trey Lance.
I mean, good at times, bad at times. Kind of like all that is. When you drop back, you get in some third down situations. That's what you expect. Some of those 2 minutes, that's what you expect. I'm always want to do better, but it was about it was about what I expected.
There you go. Growing pains. Get ready for them. He's getting you ready for them. He's preparing you for them. Says that consistency is the inconsistency right now.
Just being more consistent gets a little better at everything, which is what you need to do for a rookie's coming in, especially the lack of experience Trey had. So you throw everything at him, and sometimes he gets one down, and then you go a bunch of new stuff, and then that takes a step back. So that's been the process here throughout all last year, and coming into this year, just in every single area, the consistency of it, not having to take 2 steps back as much. As I keep saying, the more he plays, the more reps he gets, the better he'll get.
All right, so the more he plays, the more reps he get. Might we see him on the field Saturday in this game?
Right now, I'm not expecting to, but, I mean, we're day-to-day with that. You know, we'll see how practice goes tomorrow, and there's a chance he will, but that was the original plan.
He's not going to deviate from the original plan.
Of course not. Are you kidding me? I mean, you said it the other day. Is, you know, if the other two guys go down, yeah, maybe he trots them out there, but that's the only way.
So practice today, up and down results for the offense. I still haven't seen the numbers, but again, I'm not breathlessly looking at any numbers coming out of any joint practices, and I feel bad for the beat writers who actually have to chart such a thing. Apparently, though, Trey Lance did have a real nice connection today with Debo on one play in particular.
3-man rush, 4th and long, just scrambled out to my right. Debo did a great job on 2 of them, had a keeper as well that he came off schedule with, and then that play as well. I mean, he's done a great job off schedule for us, along with Juwan and B.A., but Debo showed up today.
Hey, finding a little bit of kismet between those two is an important thing. And speaking of the biggest question of kismet on the 49ers, it's this young offensive line. Here's Trey Lance.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, going against another defense again. Real talented D-line, some big guys up there, but I thought they've been doing a great job. Hopefully get Dan back soon as well. But man, Spencer Burford again, Aaron Banks, Jake, those guys done a great job, and I'm, you know, expecting them to continue to do so.
Any smart quarterback praises offensive linemen, and Trey Lance is doing it right there. George Kittle, you know, we haven't seen him yet. We haven't heard much from him this preseason. Today, he was talking about the touch Trey Lance puts on the ball.
Actually, I think Trey's, his touch has definitely gotten a lot better since he first got here. Like, I'm pretty sure one of my first, like, 5-yard routes, he threw it at my head and tried to take my helmet off. Now he's got, like, some nice touch to it. So, like I said, he's gotten so much better than when he first was here, and, you know, he's going to continue to improve.
There you go. He's improving. He's going to continue that journey, Ray.
Okay.
Throughout the entire year. That's what young quarterbacks do.
Well, they don't continue. It's not always a steady uphill march. I mean,
gradual improvement.
I mean, that's the thing. We know nothing about him still.
Dan Campbell said, we're not looking for this. We're looking for this. He went from very steep hill to not as steep hill. Just upward trajectory. That's what Dan Campbell's looking for on this week's episode of Hard Knocks.
Dear God.
It wasn't as good as last week's episode.
He peaked. He shot his bolt. Well, he used his A material in week 1, and now they're done.
You know what I think happened? Even more than that. Because he's still got a lot of material. I mean, a man who can come up with this can come up with anything.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
What just I like saying ass, that's all.
What I think is that Dan Campbell was blissfully unaware of himself, and now he is self-aware. He is self-aware. And when you're self-aware and you know that that camera's on you and you know they're looking for the next goofy thing to put in the next episode, you might be trying hard to say the next.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
He was talking about butt cheeks and booty shorts within the first 5 minutes. I was very upset when I found out that was not cut today. I really wanted, because he was one of his players was wearing ultra-tailored football pants, meaning they took a pair of scissors out and cut them to the top of the thigh so you can look like Quadzilla out there. Mm. And there was a booty short reference. DeAndre Swift has getting challenged to be better. There was some interesting coaching back and forth around him. We also got your, since we're talking Lions running back, Barry Sanders highlight package. Tuning in to this week's episode of Hard Knocks is worth it just for the Barry Sanders highlight package. They really did find his three most jaw-dropping, incredible runs and put them run right after the other. The guy was unbelievable. He really was.
Only three?
Well, that's the thing. They were going to get right back to their conversation of DeAndre Swift. But the three that you saw were, gold medal, silver medal, bronze medal of his career. I'm not sure, and this has got to be a first, that the quarterback has been name-checked not even once in the first two episodes. Jared Goff has not even been name-checked. He's been on the show. I've seen him and his jersey and the ball that he throws. A little wobbly, let's be honest. But David Blau, the third-string quarterback, and his wife, who is an Olympic-level track athlete, have been on the show more than the Lions' starting quarterback. And then the world got introduced this episode to John St. Brown, who is Amon-Ra's dad, and he had himself a hell of a rookie year out of USC, very angry at all the wide receivers drafted in front of him. He named them all. He can name their names. Saw the montage. And then we saw a montage of his boys working out with John Brown, who is a former Mr. Olympian, and Kevin Durant, who really hasn't been involved in any NBA conversation. He was brought up in Hard Knocks.
Coaches always ask me, how do you do that? I'm like, dude, I'm tired of explaining this to you guys. You got to train your whole body. Kevin Durant and these guys messed their Achilles up. I have a question with guys like Kevin Durant. When's the last time you did a calf raise?
Wow. I mean, straight up, do you even lift, bro? How about leg day? That's what that was. By the way, I know we joke a lot about what Kevin does or does not do on social media. Today, he did quote tweet that soundbite saying, I worked it out today.
Yeah. Kevin Durant is a gym rat. Always has been. He finds happiness there that he doesn't find anywhere else.
He's a court rat. He ain't in the weight room.
Oh, I think he probably is doing some weight work. I don't think it bulks him up. I don't think he's trying to get bigger, but I think, he puts in all the things you got to do to be the player he is. And I think some of that is, gym work.
The Vikings, according to Dave Lombardi, are actually dropping a little Midwestern hospitality on the 49ers. I thought this was a cool story. David Lombardi said that the Vikings have arranged for a few buses to bring players from Trey Lance's high school alma mater, Marshall High School, to join practice tomorrow, which is pretty cool. It's about a 3-hour drive, or as it's known in the Midwest, just around the corner.
Yeah.
So, that's a nice thing of the Vikings to do, to bring in a high school football team to, see Trey Lance. That's pretty cool. And what is also funny is today, watching all the 49ers beat writers who traveled to this joint practice react to the concept of wide open spaces, it was as if they'd never seen it before. Matt Barrows was on Twitter this morning basically going like, look at all this land. There's just sprawling land in every direction. There are 4 100-yard football fields and space for days around a glistening facility. Meanwhile, the 49ers have like 2 80-yard grass fields to work on and like a workout shed. I mean, the Niners, for one of the true marquee franchises in this sport, have what could only be described as humble facilities. I mean, seriously, I'm so surprised when I went down there for training camp to see what the Niners actually came out of, what they go into to work out in. And it's a glorified shed and two not even regulation length football fields. I'm not trying to shame anyone here, but I'm just going to tell you that the 49ers have, without a doubt, the smallest and maybe the worst workout facility in the Big Ten, much less the NFL.
Well, how much do you need a 100-yard field? I mean, you know, I'm surprised they only have two fields. I mean, I would imagine you'd want one for offense, defense, special teams minimum. But do you really need 100 yards? I can't see any drill where that's required. You know, even if you wanted them to run lines.
It's pretty common to see outdoor grass 100-yard fields on NFL practice fields.
All I'm saying is, to me, the number of fields is more glaring in my layman's eye than the fact that they don't go 100 yards. I mean, the Raiders, when they practiced in Alameda, they had, I think, 100-yard field and a couple of shorter ones. You know, I think most drills don't go 100 yards. So
no, I mean, the drills
don't
go there.
I don't have a problem there. I just, the fact that they only have two fields, I mean, it clearly has impacted the way they win games.
Look,
and Kyle Shanahan would never ask for anything more than what he's already been given.
It's shocking to see true NFL royalty have what I can only call sparse facility. By the way, I remember the very first time I went to see Raiders training camp up in Napa. Like, I couldn't believe that that's where an NFL team trained. I mean, it was like high school up there. It was a football field behind a Marriott.
Yeah.
And they had a shed that they kept weights in. They had a little corner worked out for kickers to work on. But, I mean, it was just the humble. I mean, that wouldn't be acceptable for any major Texas high school football program to have. And that's what the Raiders facility was. And I know that when the Raiders, you know, obviously moved to Vegas, they went ahead and said that they were still going to come on back to Napa for training camp. They were going to keep that tradition alive, and it would be their link kind of back to the Bay Area and make it easy for fans to still come on out and feel like they're part of the process and part of the team. And then COVID dashed that plan. The Raiders started working out at their facility in Vegas, and they're never coming back because that is an unbelievable facility that the Raiders, I've seen it. Fortinbaugh lives right down the road from the Raiders facility in Henderson, and they're not leaving that for a shed and a small field behind a Marriott ever.
Well, I mean, the thing about the one in Napa was that it was modeled on the old El Rancho site they had, which was behind basically an ultra modest hotel that frankly was not really used that much. And it was that Spartan because Al believed in that. And so when they designed the one behind the Marriott, there weren't a lot of, you know, player amenities. He believed that you tough enough guys by not giving them luxury. And, you know, but Al's been dead now for 11 years. So when they got a chance to spruce it up, they clearly
did. Got luxury now.
And I'm sure that was probably a point of contention between Al and John Gruden the first time he worked for him.
The facility is kind of amazing that the Raiders have right now. So there you go. That is what is happening. Space in Minnesota, impressing the Niners and beat writers. Space in the offense starting to shrink. Lance starts to get it, but Kyle Shanahan is obviously watching on pins and needles by the day. We were told we'll see starters in weeks 1 and 3 of the preseason, probably not in week 2. That still seems to be tracking. So there we go. Nothing has come out of today's joint practices in terms of brawls.
Well, you heard that story, right?
Well, other than Carolina and New England.
No. Kevin O'Connell and Kyle Shanahan got together before the first scrimmage and just said, there's a fight. We'll just kick whoever is involved out of practice. So they came to an agreement before, so they didn't have to negotiate anything.
Yeah, no, that's a smart thing to do. Our snaps out here are limited, therefore precious. We can't waste any time getting into nonsense like this.
Yeah, but they made an arrangement before, which is, you know, we're not going to be spending a lot of time pulling gigantic mesomorphs off of each other.
Yeah, which is a good way to, you know, screw up a day of practice. So things went well, I believe, on both sides of the football. No major or even, I don't want to say no minor injuries because that never happens at a joint practice, but nothing to share with you to make you worried about anything that happened today. And no news is good news when it comes out of training camp practices, that's for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.